For all the emotion surrounding this recall, today's board meeting was about as short as they come. The final vote was routine and unanimous.
Judge Nickel?
Aye.
Judge Deininger?
Aye.
Judge Kane?
Aye.
Judge Brennan?
Aye.
And Judge Barlin?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Motion carries.
And with that, the recall election against Governor Walker was official. Board members agreed that more than 900,000 valid signatures were turned in against Walker. Only four names were identified as fake and removed. 4,000 names were struck because they were duplicates. Judge Michael Brennan summed it up this way.
To put it in succinct terms, there's virtually no fraud in this.
A Democratic primary for governor will be held on May 8th, with the general election on June 5th. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate told reporters immediately after the vote that the recall now moved to the next phase.
We have an election in 10 weeks and the opportunity to change the direction the state is going, an opportunity to make a new beginning and elect a leader who will heal Wisconsin and reinstate some of the values that we hold dear.
Governor Walker's campaign issued a statement saying it was confident voters were not prepared to reverse the tremendous progress Walker had made since taking office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.